This portion of Grassroots Marketing on Location on Cannabis Radio is presented by Norick Risk. Creating unique insurance solutions for the hemp and cannabis industry is a passion of Norick Risk, rooted in over 100 years' experience placing custom, extra-large insurance programs worldwide. Learn more at norickrisk.com. CannabisRadio.com presents Grassroots Marketing on Location, featuring exclusive one-on-one interviews with those impacting and evolving the cannabis industry. Now, let's go on location to the 2016 NCIA Cannabis Business Summit in Oakland, California.
Welcome back, everyone. Radical Russ here at the Cannabis Radio Desk at the NCIA Cannabis Summit in Oakland, California. We are live, and joining us here at the desk, we have Todd Winter with Winter LLP. He's a managing partner there. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
So tell us about your practice. What are you focused on?
Well, we focus on corporate transactions, intellectual property, and regulatory issues involving cannabis in the state of California and throughout the western states and in the country, and now actually heading into the world with licensing opportunities of some of the major brands that have come out of California and are now looking to expand.
The intellectual property side of this is interesting to me because there's so many people coming up with so many different products and brands to identify those products. And it's something that's kind of new to the cannabis world because back in the day, it was just a matter of what you called it and how potent it was. But now these branding issues, logos, and all of that are very important. So what are some of the aspects of intellectual property that people need to know about? What are some of the things that your firm can help them with?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I mean, we all remember the days where you got the cannabis cookie or the cannabis brownie, yeah. And it was wrapped in cellophane with a sticker on the top.
Yeah.
It just told you how strong it was. So, just like the rest of the world, the branding and intellectual property or goodwill value in companies outside of the cannabis industry has exploded, right? If you sell a company today that has a lot of consumer reach and a strong brand, you're paying, sometimes 10 times more than their inventory or cash for the value of the business because you're buying that brand value.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so the cannabis business is exactly the same. You have so many ubiquitous products and you have to separate your product from others by developing a really strong brand. And that includes trademarks in an otherwise federally illegal landscape where you can't get a federally protected trademark for
right.
a cannabis related good. So it's a very nuanced, very strategic thing that we do for our clients to help them develop their brands for ancillary products. We call it the circling the wagons approach.
Okay.
You can't get a federal trademark for a cannabis good, but we can get smoking articles, apparel, educational services, and those can be one of our largest clients is Bang Corporation.
Okay.
So we've been really successful in developing their brand for ancillary products. Their chocolate, a non-cannabis infused chocolate.
Sure. So is the idea then, if I've staked out my claim to this intellectual property in all these other legal products, once there's some federal legality to cannabis, it would transfer to that as well?
That's exactly right.
Kind of set the groundwork for yourself?
That's exactly right. It's called the zone of reasonable expansion.
Okay.
It's a term of art in trademark law. So if I have smoking articles or I have a non-cannabis infused chocolate and I have that brand locked down federally, somebody can't swoop in when it becomes federally legal to register a cannabis brand and take that away from me.
I see.
Yeah.
So then I imagine you've got some companies then that just so they can protect their cannabis brand are, making lighters or something where they can at least use that as their anchor, in a sense.
Absolutely. And the smart companies are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the other ones are going to be in for a rude awakening as this progresses. So it's crucial to their success on a national and international stage to lock these down now. And you would be shocked at how many are not pursuing those avenues.
So we might have some people out there listening, budding entrepreneurs, if you'll pardon the pun, who are looking to put a business together. And they don't know the first thing about what kind of business. LLP, sole proprietorship, S corp. What are some of the guidelines you give for people in that respect?
Yeah, it's been a very difficult piece of the puzzle to navigate. Right, we've been dealing with this nonprofit world in California since 1996. And when the Attorney General guidelines came out in 2008, they called out for every entity dealing with cannabis had to be a nonprofit entity, mm-hmm. right? I disagree that that's what the legislation actually says, but nobody was willing to risk their life or liberty to challenge that, right? So we were dealt with this nonprofit world where collectives were these nonprofit mutual benefit corporations that had no shareholders. They could own assets, but it's impossible to get those assets out of those.
Okay.
Now we're dealing with obviously the new bills that have come in, and right now in our legislature we have cleanup bills that are hopefully doing away with this whole nonprofit nonsense. They're actually having hearings today and yesterday about this issue. And so we hope that the nonprofit issue will go away. And so to your question, we're looking at now getting into a more traditional corporate entity structure for the cannabis businesses, at least in California, that can have shareholders and that can have ownership rights in the cannabis businesses themselves. So it's a really exciting time on a number of fronts, and especially on the legal side.
Todd Winter is with Winter LLP. Do you have a website or Facebook, people, if they want to get in touch with you and learn more?
Yeah, it's winterllp.com, and the Facebook and Twitter handles are the same. And anybody that needs any intellectual property assistance, we'd love to help them.
All right. Well, check them out, winterllp.com, and make sure you protect your intellectual property now before it's too late. Thanks so much, Todd, for talking to us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We'll be back with more here from the Cannabis Business Summit right after this.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Grassroots Marketing on location, only on CannabisRadio.com.